Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The Niners, you got to go back to it. It's tough to beat them in the regular season. They're a tough team. They feel like they've gotten better. How do you feel going into that rivalry that you have here with them? How does that feel for you?
Oh, yeah, I dislike the Niners. Everybody know that. I don't like the Niners at all. They don't like us. It's just a rival. Every time we play, it's a dogfight, and that's how it is, you know. No love at all towards them guys. You know, I really dislike them, and, you know, we'll see them twice this year, so.
At the end of the day, you know, they figured it out, and they was the better team that day, and they won. Other than that, I'm ready to play them. I don't got no love for them.
You want them?
Oh my God! I was gonna bring that question up, but it's already. I need to say it. No love.
Nah. The only reason I said that, you know, I don't really, you know, think about, you know, I keep everything on the field, but I just remember when we won both of those games last year. Like, you know, I was looking at some of the main players. I wanted to go and shake their hands and all that, but they walk off the field. But when you finally win the game, you want to shake our hands? All right, I got something for you. All right.
Oh, it's on.
For you. I got something for
it's
you.
It's on. If it wasn't a rivalry before, it certainly is now. That's Jimmy Ward, and we're going to check in and go down south with a guy who's from the north, our good friend J.B. Long.
Same thing with us, John. You know, when the 49ers beat their ass twice on November the 15th.
Here we go.
Or Veterans Day night. Last game of the year to get in. You know, Ambry Thomas has the pick against Stafford. I go over and offer JB the condolences. When they win the championship game, when Jimmy threw the pick and
yeah.
Nothing. He's running around. He's flaunting.
He's got to get on the field. Got to get some confetti.
Put a ring on this.
At JB _ Long, he is the fine voice of the Rams. Our friend joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. How are you?
Well, it's good to hear from Greg for the first time since that NFC championship.
Oh, look
no.
At that.
I saw you at the Super Bowl.
Radio Row.
I saw you at the Super Bowl.
No, that's funny.
I did not wish you good luck, but I did.
We should stoke right. Our rivalry up a little bit, though, Greg, don't you think?
I mean, don't we like each other too much?
No. Yeah, right. Yeah, broadcasters should fight, too. Let's do this.
No. So how's the ring fit? Did you slip on nicely? Which hand do you have it on?
It's a poignant question. You know, it actually didn't quite fit the first time. I must have put on some pounds in the offseason.
Oh, wow.
If that's the least of the concerns, it's okay, and it's probably safer in their care than my own, right? So,
yeah. So what's the reaction from Rams camp after today? I'm sure they hear everything. Jimmy was talking to the folks on NFL Network on Sunday, and it was Maurice Jones-Drew, I think you know pretty well, and Tom Pelissero was there, and Jimmy had that comment. Did the Rams have any response for that at all? They ignore that.
I haven't heard anything specific to the Niners since Aaron, but I do think that it's finally saturated the player population, right? Like, we know what Northern California and Southern California have in terms of a rivalry across numerous sports, but we talked on this program about how it was kind of dormant for the first part of the Rams' return to Los Angeles, right? The team just weren't really peaking at the right time. They weren't playing for the same stakes until really last year. And so I think it's great to have that. It obviously played out tremendously on the field. But here's kind of my, I don't know if you share this too, Greg and John, my disappointment when the schedule came out is that this rivalry is done by, what, Halloween?
Yeah.
I thought for sure there was going to be a Week 18 rematch either at Levi's or at SoFi. I'm not sure what the league is saying about the fortunes of the Rams and the Niners this year, or if they're not saying anything at all, if it's just a scheduling quirk. But, like, we play the Cardinals and the Niners early, and we don't see the Seahawks until really late, which is not what I was expecting.
Yeah, I would agree with you. J.B. Longstone is the voice of the Rams. Pop and Lund as we're live at 49ers headquarters. The big news is Matt Stafford. What's going on? Is there any concern there?
No, I mean, the fact that your starting quarterback is experiencing something and is on a bit of a pitch counter in training camp and didn't go, you know, didn't throw at all during the offseason program is definitely not normal. It's definitely not the ideal, but is there any overriding concern that he's not going to be able to perform at the level that he did last year? I don't think so. It's kind of been a strange juxtaposition between letting him rip it and really make all the throws on certain days, you know, not in full 11-11 live action, but really he can put it to all corners of the field. And we've seen that. And then, you know, he's kind of shut down for a day or two and just going through his own work on the side. So these kind of cycles of encouragement and then also just curiosity as to where it's going to go from here. The Rams actually break camp tomorrow morning. We'll go back to their facility and kind of work behind closed doors. And they have some joint sessions against the Bengals in week three of the preseason. And I think that'll be a truer test of where he's at physically.
Yeah, elbow tendonitis is not a good thing. It's, you know, pitchers get that a lot. But I was watching the video from your workout on Sunday, and he's doing all the, you know, the ball handling and the footwork stuff, the rolling. But when it comes time to throw the football, he's not ripping it. He's kind of lobbing it right now. So just catch me up. He did have an injection in the off season, so by now, and they got to be hoping. What do you guys play 4 weeks from Thursday against Buffalo? I mean, is there concern that the whatever's building up there, the inflammation, the tendonitis, should be cleared up based on the injection he had in the off season, JB?
Well, it's the shortest off season of his career. He played deeper in the postseason than he ever had before. Look, I think the through line for the 5 years of Sean McVay and the success that he's had, they've won a lot of games on Sunday. But, Greg, you know this as well as anyone. They won a lot of Friday afternoons, too, in terms of the injury report. More often than not, when the Rams show up to the stadium on Sunday, they've had the better of the week and the health. And I think that's been a real key to their success. And I will say, with respect to Matthew, who's proven more, especially at his position, at less than 100%. I mean, this guy's kind of built a reputation on playing through bumps and bruises and elbows and shoulders and ankles and everything else. So, you know, where he starts is probably going to be as good as it gets, right, based on where he finishes health-wise, like so many of his peers in the National Football League. I think the Rams' focus is just making sure that he's as close to 100% on Thursday the 8th against the Bills, because over the course of the 17-game gauntlet, certainly he's going to take a few more.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric BZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
JB Long is joining us. We're talking Rams, Pop, and Lund here on the Sports Leader. Let's recap the offseason, because just a heck of a job by the front office. Get Aaron Donald done. You get Stafford done. You get Kupp done. We attacked, the 49ers attacked Troy Reader. Oh, let's put Bobby Wagner in there. Allen Robinson comes in. I mean, that's a heck of an offseason by a Super Bowl champion. Now, I know you lose your left tackle in Whitworth, and I saw that he's going to do some TV preseason, which is going to be pretty cool. But Joe Noteboom filled in for him during the season last year and did a heck of a job. So for a Super Bowl champion where you usually get a lot of exits, and I know Von Miller went to the Bills, who you're going to see early, but that's a pretty good offseason for the Rams.
Yeah, I don't think anyone saw 6 years and $120 million coming up for Von Miller from Buffalo, and I think that's probably why – you know, they look like the preseason Super Bowl favorites on paper, and good for Vaughn. I mean, no hard feelings there. If you had asked Rams fans back at the trade deadline if they would have signed up for the service that Vaughn gave them at the tail end of last season and through to the postseason, every single one of them would have taken that arrangement. But what it did, John, is it freed up, I think, some unexpected budget to go out and get someone like Allen Robinson. And Matthew Stafford's had players like Allen Robinson, including Megatron, in his history and his past. But the Sean McVay Rams really have not. I mean, I think Sammy Watkins is probably the closest thing they've had to Allen in terms of catch radius, contested ball ability, help in the red zone. And so I'm really intrigued to see how he might unlock the next iteration between Stafford and Cooper Kupp and Sean McVay. I think that's going to go really well. And then similarly, you mentioned the name on defense. I mean, Bobby Wagner is a surprise signing, one that he came free, right, from Seattle. But also, off-ball linebacker is generally, in terms of the team-building model the Rams have adhered to recently, an area where they cut a corner in terms of financial investment. But when you have a future Hall of Famer and a chance to put Donald, Wagner, and Jalen Ramsey at all three levels of your defense, it was too good to pass up.
Without a doubt, and as John mentioned, that was the weakness in the defense. And bringing Bobby Wagner in will also help against the run and pass coverage against the 49ers and teams that like to use the middle of the field. So you gave Bobby the five-year, $50 million deal. Over on offense, you mentioned Allen Robinson gets a three-year deal for $46.5 million to leave the Bears. The combination of Robinson and Cooper Kupp is really interesting, but you trade Robert Woods. OBJ is kind of in limbo. What's going on with Van Jefferson, JB? Are we bracing for him to maybe miss the year with the knee? And who's going to be your third wide receiver? You got a couple of good tight ends behind Higbee, but you guys love your 11 personnel. So who do you think is going to be the third wide receiver behind Robinson and Cooper Kupp? And is Van going to be out the year?
No, I haven't heard anything that pessimistic. It seems to be more optimistic following his consults. What was it, a week ago, Monday perhaps? And I think the unfortunate part, as you all know, given what you just said about how much they live in three receiver sets, is they have some nice options. Whether it's second-year pro Ben Skoranek, who played deep in the postseason, whether it's their second-round pick from last spring, Tutu Atwell, who's a light speedster, a few other pieces that they might plug in. But when you're running 11 and when you like to go tempo like the Rams do, if you're substituting situationally, you can't go fast because the defense has a chance to adjust, and they might also have a chance to pick up on some of your tendencies. What they had with Robert Woods and with Cooper Kupp for all those years, with the ability to show run or pass and do either, I think, in equal measure. I'm not sure that they're necessarily equipped without Van Jefferson to do that as well, but we shall see. I think what will really help them is having Cam Akers back at full health in their backfield. Between Akers and Henderson, I think they're now perfectly suited in terms of personnel to play empty, to play five wide, to play offset gun in a way that they never really did when Jared Goff was teaming with Sean McVay.
I'm looking at this video from inside Rams training camp. Is that Aaron Rodgers? Is that Aaron Donald grabbing you by the neck? What was that about? That couldn't have been fun.
That was right after he came over from the media podium. He did that interview shirtless following his workout. He didn't practice that day. He came straight out of the gym and just decided to show off his traps. So we asked him to put a shirt on so as not to embarrass me any further. But yeah, there was, I think it was the same day that maybe MJD was here with NFL Network and was talking to Aaron about the 49ers, that soundbite that you started this segment with. They're also showing some B-roll of this drill that he's doing, which is essentially as a three technique, you know, sealing off the A-gap while he plays the B, basically kind of pushing that guard back in to squeeze the A-gap and spill the run to the outside. But what it amounted to is it looked like him snapping the neck of his teammate, his poor rookie teammate, which is having this neck injury live on TV. And so we tried to reenact it the next day to get some clarification from Aaron as to what that all entailed. And I happen to be the host positioned in the middle of that interview stage.
Yeah. I see. Yeah, I've been there before. Those are never fun. Hey, JB, I know we're going to talk to you throughout the season and early and often, like you said, but congratulations. Glad the ring is did you have it adjusted? Did you say you had it adjusted? Is that what happened? It's better now?
Yeah, I said go put some more gold and diamonds in there. And
oh, wow, that hurts.
That's exactly how it came back. So that the next time Greg agrees to shake my hand, I can, you know, really, really give it to him.
Yeah. Meantime, I'm looking forward to seeing that ring October the 3rd, week 4.
How does it go?
See you guys.
Touchdown loss.
Oh, man, he's digging deep.
Wow. Now it's on.
It's on. That's good, man.
All right, man.
JB, you're the
best.
4 weeks
from Thursday, right?
Oh, is it never going to get here? Or is it just around the corner?
No, 4 weeks from Thursday.
Yeah, really.
And you know I'm from Buffalo, right? I may fly down and wear blue and red for that game.
Oh, wow.
I may come down there.
That'll be the ultimate. Hey, thanks, JB.
Take care, JB.
Greg, I think you were one of those Niner fans trying to take a picture with the Lombardi at SoFi. Didn't I see that?
No. You got the wrong guy.
Oh, it's starting.
Yeah, we got five here at 49-49.
We got that one
down there. Four score, still 5-1, Jamie.
This is going to be fun.
Can't wait to take it, guys.
See you, man.
Be good, man. Have a good
that
year.
That is the great J.B. Long. He's the voice of the Rams, but we know.
September the 8th, Chad.
He's in
Four
California guy.
Weeks from Thursday.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.